Josh Wilson is back with a brand new song. It's called Revolutionary. Josh is trying to live his life revolutionary. Let's check in with Josh Wilson. Hey, man.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing good, man. Thanks. Now, Revolutionary, great song, and you've posted a different version of this on Instagram. RVolutionary?
Yes. Revolutionary is the current single, and I am hitting the road playing in people's backyards so we can play safe, socially distanced, kind of very small shows. And I bought a camper to do so, and so I'm calling it the RVolutionary Tour.
I love it. It works out perfectly. So you just pull up and then just set up the stage and go.
Yeah, it's pretty brilliant because I travel in it, I live in it, and if there's inclement weather, I pull out the awning and that's where I can sort of play the concert, and it's an all-in-one.
And speaking of doing things revolutionary and different, you're doing something in your neighborhood that is pretty awesome. Tell us what you're up to.
Yeah, so my New Year's resolutions this year, which it's funny, I don't often make resolutions because they usually last until February, right, and I give up. But this year, I decided that I wanted to learn every neighbor's name on my street. And so, I printed out a Google map, and I've been working on slowly learning everyone's name. There's people that I wave to. I know their faces. I know their kids' faces. I know what their pets look like, but I don't know their names. And so I've sort of challenged myself to at least say hello, get to know my neighbors. And it's happening slowly. I'm an introvert, and so it's a little extra work for me, but I am enjoying getting to know people. And during this time, when we've all been sort of quarantined in our homes and our neighborhoods, it's actually been a little bit easier to meet my neighbors because all we have to do is just sit in our front yards and walk around our block. So it's going slowly but surely. It's happening. I'm hoping by December I will reach my goal.
That is fantastic. So the goal is just to fill up all the names as far as the Google picture can take you.
Exactly. Yep. And I'm filling them in as I get to know them. And of course, the ultimate goal is just to get to know my neighbors. But I think the first step is learning their names.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. And another cool thing I want people to know about you is, first of all, you have a studio in your home, right?
I sure do.
Okay. And it's painted a certain color.
It is. It's painted gray.
Now, there's a very good reason that I find fascinating for why you painted your studio gray specifically. Because normally, guys, I don't know if we don't care. I don't care about color, but you did particularly. And why is that? This is fascinating.
Well, yeah, so it's painted gray, and actually the name of my studio is The Gray Area. When you record somewhere, you put on the credits, this is recorded at, and so this is called The Gray Area. I call it that because the older I get and the longer I follow Jesus, the more I learn that there is a lot more nuance to my faith than I initially believed. As a child, I used to think things were very, very black and white. There was a clear-cut answer to every question, and if you just searched hard enough, you would find that answer. The older I get, the more I realize that that's pretty much only true when it comes to math. There's only a clear-cut answer when you've got a mathematical equation going on, but when you get people in the mix and you get different circumstances and backgrounds, and there's just a lot of nuance. And so rather than it being black and white, I kind of feel like faith is more of a gray area. It's more about learning to trust God in the middle of the unknown, to continue following Jesus when you're not quite sure where that next step is going to take you. Because sometimes God only shows you the next step, and you don't know what's down the street or even a few feet in front of you. You just sort of continue following Christ. And yes, it can be a little more gray, a little more messy, a little more nuanced. And that's why I call my studio The Gray Area.
My goodness. We do want all the answers, don't we? I mean, like, we just don't get them sometimes, and we still have to live in the fact that we have faith in a God who loves us through all of it.
Oh, that is so true. I'm a guy that likes to have very definitive answers, and I think that's what God has been teaching me lately is surrender, to just open up my hands and say, I can't hold on to all of this. because it was never mine to begin with. I'm not the one who's responsible for saving me. God is saving me, and if that's the case, I've got to let go of that responsibility and trust that God is big enough for my questions. Of course, there are some answers, and I absolutely believe in truth, capital T truth. I just think that we don't always have access to every aspect of it or every single answer we want. We got to live in the tension a little bit until the day we finally see Jesus.
The song is called Revolutionary by Josh Wilson. He's been our guest this morning. Maybe we'll see you in a backyard in Canada someday, Josh.
Hey, me too. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you guys for listening.